Hello and welcome to another episode of the Construction Corner Podcast. I'm Dylan, I'm your host, and this show is where we talk about everything commercial construction, from design to implementation to project management to communication, everything that entails commercial construction. I'm an electrical engineer. I've done $750 million worth of design projects in the commercial field, from schools, hospitals, offices, industrial projects, you name it, I've designed it. My co-host, Matt, who's usually with me, is a commercial general contractor out of the great state of Michigan and is doing tremendous things in the commercial side and erecting buildings. Between the two of us, we really have both sides of the table when it comes to commercial design. So without further ado, in this episode, I want to talk to you about loneliness. And sometimes you're just going to be alone on your projects. And that's the way that the cookie crumbles, right? That's the way it falls. So when I talk about loneliness and being alone, when it comes to construction and really just in life in general, a lot of the times we get assigned our projects, whatever they might be. And in that phase of the project and the process, there are going to be times where nobody is coming to save you. Nobody's coming to help you do the design work. Nobody's coming to help you out on that project. And that's just the way that it goes. Somebody else or somebody on your team, like for me on the engineering side, you know, there could be 10 of us, 11 of us in the department, but each of us has our own projects and own things that we're working on. And the others really can't break free from those projects to come and help you on your project. And this happens. It happens frequently. And it's just part of the game to where you might be working together or late at night in the office on some projects, or now that a lot of us are working from home, you might be working late alone on those projects. And that's just going to be part of the way that this goes. So what I want to talk about in like that phase of going through those times during a project when you're just working on it alone, you know, now for safety reasons, you're hopefully not on a job site alone, but in the design world, or if you're a project manager, superintendent doing, you know, stuff in the job site trailer, whatever that might be, there's a lot of times where you're going to just spend it alone in this world. And that can get kind of lonely when you're doing that. A parallel to this is in fitness, you know, in my recent 100-mile attempt, there were good long stretches of time where I'm out there by myself. And while I have crew and people to help and support me, I'm only seeing them for 5 minutes at every aid station, every 2 hours, 3 hours. And so that whole journey that I was on for that 100-mile event that I did 88 miles at is one that where you have to push through and persevere until that next checkpoint, that next milestone. And in the project world, it's no different, where you're going to have to push through until that next milestone, that next checkpoint, to where you get the project to that given point in the phase. And by getting there, you're going to, one, hopefully have a reprieve as to when you need to turn in the next milestone, next phase. Two, hopefully other people in your department, you know, are getting to where they can help out. And you got it to the phase, you got over that line, and then you get some help to clean things up, wrap things up, get, you know, to a really, really good spot, even though you got it to like a, you know, it was acceptable for client review, there's still going to be a lot more work. And so kind of grab the team, get some help in those next phases to where you can ultimately get it to a point for the next phase. You're not going to be under that crunch where you're going to be completely alone on the project. But this is one of those realities of construction that I really wanted to talk about in knowing that, look, there are going to be times where you're going to be extremely alone. You're going to be working late at night by yourself. I've got a few of those right now where I've been working late nights, early mornings to get things done and out. And in those times and phases of life, look, just know that it's okay, right? It's the way that it goes. And you're not the only one doing it. Yes, you might be working alone, but you're not alone in the sense of like, you're not the only one going through this right now. and then find ways to recharge, you know, on the weekends or, you know, after those deadlines and projects go out, to find ways to reconnect with your team, to re-energize yourself over those projects. Because going super extended long periods of time without getting recharged in whatever manner suits you, right? If you're kind of an introvert, then, you know, those super long periods, you can go longer than others without getting recharged by seeing some people. And then if you're an extrovert, you really need to build in ways to see people. And maybe that might be going to the gym on a daily basis. It might be going through walks in the park. Just being around people is going to be ways to kind of rejuvenate yourself during these bouts of, quote, working alone on that project. And, you know, even when we were in the office and you might be around people on a daily basis, you're still, you might be working later at night than some folks or getting in earlier than others. And you can kind of create this feeling of loneliness within the industry, within yourself, within the firm. And again, a way to combat that is, you know, again, finding ways to connect outside of work, outside the office, finding ways to get some help after those deadlines or to try to bring people in when you can, to help you through it. And then again, that creates some teamwork, some cohesion, some bonding as you go through these projects. And it's a big thing to keep in mind, as a leader, you know, that your team might be going through some of this and being alone on projects, as an individual, to find ways to recharge and refresh yourself. And also knowing that, look, when you are alone and in those times that you've just got to push through, that you have it within you to push through, to go harder, to push further, to do more. Like, you have that inside of you. And I think that's important to also remember, that you have the strength, the courage, the fortitude to push forward and get through those projects. Then again, like, this is, I'm relating it to the 100 mile experience that I had recently in the cold and dead of night. Like, nobody is out there, right? It's just me. And then I see my crew and support every, you know, few hours. And also through that is, like, as much as you push and control and prod people, like, not everyone's going to show up for you, right? And just know that, both personally, professionally, like, you're going to have to carry a lot of water yourself. And while it might be sad at first to think about, it becomes empowering, because once you kind of embrace that and understand that that's the way that the world works, in that you're going to have to carry a lot of that water yourself. You're going to have to do things on your own. You're going to have to push through when it gets really hard. Now, is it easier with a team? Is it better with a team? Is it helpful when you have a team of especially encouraging, positive go-getters? Absolutely. Like, you'll go much further with a team than you will by yourself. And in my running adventures, I can attest to that, because all my 100 mile attempts have been by myself. I have not had anybody that has come and run with me at 2 a.m, right? It's just not happened. As much prodding and cajoling as I tried to do for folks, like, nobody was really willing to come out and run with me. So here we go, right? The only people that showed up were my wife and my parents to do my support crew. Like, they weren't going to run with me. And my wife ended up walking the last 5 miles with me at this last event, which I loved. I knew I wasn't going to make it, but so it's kind of a consolation prize in a way, for this last event. But, like, at the end of the day, guys, after having done a bunch of this, after having worked on a ton of projects, you've got to carry more water than you probably want to. And once you accept that, once you accept that you're going to have to carry a big load in this industry and a part of it, and you're going to have cool stories to tell about those projects, the behind the scenes of how these things came together, it is a really cool thing that we get to do. And I was just talking to somebody today, like, if you don't love this industry and you're just purely in it for the money, you're kind of in the wrong industry, right? Like, the only people that survive in construction are people that actually like this industry. Yeah, it beats the crap out of us. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's painful. Yes, there are days that you don't want to deal with people and they are frustrating the living crap out of you. But on the whole, I love it, man. Like, I love the buildings, the projects that we get to work on, the things that come to fruition from a blank sheet of paper to billion-dollar projects, right? The people that thought of the Sphere in Vegas, like, and made that project come to life is truly incredible. And we get to work on things like that, maybe not to that magnitude, but we get to work on cool projects that are impactful for our communities around the world. And that's something cool and something we should all be proud of to be a part of, whatever our contribution is within the industry. Again, electrical engineer and leading MEP teams. So that's my part of it. For Matt, it's the general contractor and the design build side of it, right? And bringing everybody together and putting that team together to execute the building and the owner's vision. Those are all important pieces, man. And so wherever you might fall in this spectrum of construction and working on projects, just know that at times, yes, it's going to be lonely and it's a hard road to hoe. But just know that if you love this industry, man, it's worth it. So keep going. Don't give up the fight, and you'll get through it on the other side. And then you'll have lessons learned. You'll have stories to tell, and you'll have ways to improve the people that come after you. And again, a lot of this industry is making the road better for those that come after us. And the only way that we can do that is by teaching those that come next. Until next time.